Hey everybody, it's your friendly neighborhood voodoo man, Voodoo Walters. Congratulations, Brent, on 600 episodes. All the best, you great big legend.
A wise man once told me, if you have the choice, never grow old. A wise woman once told me, never carry more than you can hold. And a wise guy once told me, know when to raise, know when to fold. I think I'll drop right out of the race and chase my tail.
Closing out that set from 2020's Blues in the Time of COVID, we had Toronto's Voodoo Walters with Chase My Tail. Before that, from his 2018 release Can't Stop This Love, we had Saskatchewan's Jack Semple with Working Overtime. And I got that set started off with Florida's Alex Lopez and She from his forthcoming release, Looking for a Change. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is show number 600. Usually around this time, I'd be doing my big block of blues, but I've got a lot of other stuff to play, and I thought since my first show didn't have a big block of blues, I'll leave it out of show 600 as well. Starting off this set from his brand new release, One Step Closer, this is Vancouver's Brandon Isaac with Do What You Did Last Night.
Kiss me. Yeah, baby, squeeze me tight. Well, you got to love me. Do what you did last night.
Democracy Now, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hi, this is Tom Lavin from the Powder Blues. We're big fans of Brent Morrison and his Rock and Blues show because every single show is packed with the music you want to hear. Make sure you tune in for Brent's 600th Rock and Blues show broadcast. Way to go, Brent! Keep right on bopping with the blues and doing it right.
Baby! catch that yellow cab, lady. Honey, is that you?
Closing out that set, recorded live in Montreux in 1983, we had Vancouver's Powder Blues Band with their cover of Chuck Berry's Nadine. Before that, from her soon-to-be-released When the Levee Breaks, the music of Memphis Minnie, we had St. Louis's Candace Ivory with When You Love Me. And I got that set started off with Vancouver's Brandon Isaac and Do What You Did Last Night from his brand new release, One Step Closer. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This is show number 600. And we're getting into our last stretch of the show. Got a couple more things I want to squeeze in here. From her just released Back to the Spirit of 66, recorded live in Belgium, this is Canada's Leila Zoe with Dark Heart.
Come on! Straight up.
Dankeschön.
Closing out, that's at Canada's Leila Zoe and Dark Heart, recorded live in Belgium from her just released Back to the Spirit of 66. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. This has been show number 600. I'd like to thank everyone for listening in again this week, and I'd especially like to thank all the blues artists who took time out of their busy schedules to record some congratulatory blurbs for me. I'll be back in 7 days with 2 new hours of the best in rock and blues music as I start my next 600 shows. It's time for the final vinyl. Taking us out, one of the greatest and most influential bluesmen of all time, the Iceman, the master of the Telecaster, Albert Collins, was born 91 years ago Sunday, October 2nd, 1932 in Leona, Texas. Albert Collins released his first single, The Freeze, in 1958 and followed up with other Ice-themed songs, Defrost, Frosty, Thaw Out, and Snow Cone. In the late 60s, at the insistence of Canned Heat's Bob Hite, Imperial Recordings signed Collins for 3 albums, but his fame soared in 1978 when he signed with Alligator Records. Albert Collins was nominated for 33 Blues Music Awards, winning 19 times, including the first ever Contemporary Blues Male Artist Award. He was also nominated for 8 Grammy Awards, winning in 1985 for Showdown, his legendary collaboration with Robert Cray and Johnny Copeland. Albert Collins played Montreux 4 times and in 1990 played alongside Irish blues rocker Gary Moore. On Rolling Stone magazine's Top 100 Guitarists of All Time in 2011, Albert Collins placed number 56. Legendary for his high-energy performances as much as for his musicianship, Albert Collins has influenced virtually every blues guitarist that's come since. In 1986, Albert Collins was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame, where Showdown and 1978's Ice Pickin' are also included. From his 1980 Blues Music Award-nominated Frostbite, this is the one and only Albert Collins with Give Me My Blues.
Thank you.
cold damn. But I can play the blues, put you in a trance. I can play my music the only way I can. Some people really dig it, some just don't understand.
This is Brent Morrison of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'd like to remind listeners in Metro Vancouver to stick around on Thursday mornings for the Canadian Philosophy Show at 9. And if you're listening to the Tuesday night rebroadcast, stick around for Jazz Boulevard at midnight.